Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got the other show. Dr. Bodamlin. I want to thank lifelock.com, promo code Adam for the show, and TheraWorksRelief.com, TrueCar.com, and you can download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices. What's going on, Drew?
So you caught me just in a little bit of a snit about my peers.
Your peers?
Yeah, my medical peers.
Your medical peers.
Things are getting so weird. I'm living in the fucking upside down, Adam. I swear to Christ.
He's removing his parka.
Yeah, it's like time to get serious.
When the jacket drops, yeah. The bullshit stops.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with your peers?
There was – when I was, you know, really deep into medicine, there was this kind of a sense of a special purpose and putting the patients ahead of everything and – you know, going to the mat for the proper care, for the excellence of care. And there's a casualness now where things are just sort of milled through and they're not thinking and they're not – I literally call multiple times and just like, no, this is – I want you to think about this. Here's what's happening. We need to get this back on track.
What are you talking about?
It's too complicated. No, it's also an active case, so I can't really do it on, you know, and not break HIPAA law. But it's just – I've just noticed that the way – the training, you know, it's all limited hours now. You can't work too many hours. You can't work them too long. They have rights, you know, and, you know, there's – they could be tired, and if they're tired, they make mistakes, and so the residents can't work that long. And it's affecting the kinds of – they're smart and they're knowledgeable, but it's changing the whole way they approach medicine. It's very interesting. Maybe we were wrong. Maybe we were too deep into it. Maybe we were too – felt it was too special and things should be a little more matter of fact in terms of, you know, just doing the best we can and that's it. You know, just applying what we know as opposed to we're going to get it right no matter what. And if we have to kill ourselves to do it, we'll do it. You know what I mean? I think that's what made medical systems kind of special in the United States, and it's being abandoned. it's being completely pushed aside.
If you want to do anything – that is worthwhile. And I don't mean worthwhile. I guess I just mean I've always just sort of looked at it this way. If you aspire to work at McDonald's, then yeah. You may work at McDonald's and you may work there your entire life. And there is not many. You can join the multitudes who are qualified to flip burgers. If you want to be shortstop for the Yankees, then that's going to take some practice. And some that's going to take many, many things. So if you'd like to be a physician,
yeah,
that's going to take something. Mm-hmm. And if you want to work at McDonald's, that's going to take something, but not much, and nothing that anyone doesn't possess. So what I'm trying to kind of figure out in today's day and age is what is something? Is something becoming worth less? Is being a physician. When I was young, if someone was a doctor, it was a big deal. It was a big deal.
It's
if
nothing.
You said doctor,
yeah.
So-and-so, it's a big deal. Now, first few things.
First off,
we screwed the whole thing up where it's like, Dr. So-and-so, of what kind of doctor? Chicano studies. Like, oh. We got to lump them in with real doctors, doctors. Like our big mistake was calling people doctors who weren't fucking doctors.
Right, so they co-opted the prestige. They co-opted it and took it over.
Well, I don't know that they took it over, but now doctor has been – look, if Heisman Trophy winner also meant Heisman Trophy winner at the junior college and high school level, well, and you just announce you're a Heisman Trophy, then you would not join the ranks of Herschel Walker.
It.
Or you've diminished Herschel Walker's accomplishments.
You've diminished Herschel Walker. That's the plan.
Right. And the plan is if you went, oh, yeah, I got a Heisman. Well, you got yours at junior college. Yeah. It just says Heisman. Yeah. I just say Heisman Trophy winner, and then you say my name.
Yeah.
Well, there's no such thing as everything's the same. Paul Newman's watch sold for $18 million. The second there's 10 Paul Newman watches that are the same. Now they're all worth $2 million.
Right.
And the second there's 1,000, they're not worth anything. So maybe we've done that a little bit with Doctor.
Yes, we've done that. And then we've adopted it. My profession has adopted the sort of the specialness. We've made it sure we don't consider ourselves special anyway. But now we've also started to, I don't know how to describe it, adopt that in our training too, where training is now just very perfunctory.
Well, we don't like, we're also living in a world we don't like experts.
Or authority.
Or authority.
No, no
and,
good.
And a doctor is both those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you watch those, it's almost equals parts expert and authority. Like when you'd watch those shows, he'd come in there and look at that clipboard, and like everyone would be waiting for him to talk. You know, look at me. Lactate ringers and D5W, stat, put them on a saline drip, and they'd hand it to someone, and everyone's like, no one went, hey, man. You're not the boss of me. Like, there was none of that. It was just like, he just told you what to do. Now start running.
Yeah.
So you got to be.
And we were trained that way, too, by the way. We were trained by anybody above us that it was a military system. And that's how we distinguish ourselves, by being, you know, more of a responsive to our people in authority above us and, you know, over delivering on what their expectations were. That's how we moved up the food chain.
Right.
And that's now it's like, hey, man, it's 3 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. I got to go. That's like bizarre to me. That's a bizarre idea. It's bizarre. But, okay, maybe we did too much the other way. You know, maybe we were too much laying ourselves out.
Well, I don't know that there is too much.
It was a bit excessive, I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
It was wild.
The stories you've told about the hours you've worked.
Yeah, and the men when men were men and, you know, all this kind of nonsense that we, you know, there was a sort of a virtue of sleep deprivation and a virtue of, you know, killing yourself on behalf of the patient. But that did something to you. It trained you in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just gone. It's just astonishing to look at it. Now it's just almost – I feel like I'm talking to sort of a technician, which okay. I mean, yeah, it's just – oof.
So you seem –
concerning.
Well, I don't know. I guess in a way –
And by the way, I end up talking mostly to nurse practitioners and physician extenders who give the message to, you know, somebody making the decisions above.
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, in the car world, there's not so many mechanics anymore. There's just sort of techs, you know, just bring it in, plug it in, diagnostic, plug that in, do that. You know, it's not the guy who knows his way around, you know what I mean, with the grease on his hands and stuff, like an old school mechanic, you know. No one else has been able to solve the problem. I know what it is. Hold my cigarette. Let me take care of this. You know, now it's just like plug it in, get the diagnostic thing. And so you got a bunch of guys that they're not mechanics per se. They're tech guys who work at the lube center who can also run the diagnostics machine. I mean,
isn't that wonderful that we have that, right? It's sort of not all bad, but it's
it makes the price, it just brings the price down when you're going to get your car looked at, because that guy makes $17 an hour, not $250,000 a year.
But when things get complicated, they get missed, they get sidelined, they get pushed along, and then you get trouble. And then there's nobody to bring it back in line.
I'd like to hear.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more. First, I want to tell you about LifeLock for all your online holiday shopping. Some basic cyber safety tips. Make sure your URL starts with HTTPS. Because instead of the HTTP, it'll have a little locked padlock icon on the left of the URL as well, because that means it's secured. If it's not unsecured, then they'll steal your identity. Don't share your social security or birth date with anyone. I may share my birth date, but that's because I'm angling for a gift, man. Check out the bank statements and checks and all that kind of stuff. Look after it. This is criminals are lazy. They want to steal your identity. So you'll be online looking for deals, and cyber criminals are going to they're looking for your personal info while you're looking for deals. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices, right, Drew?
Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help you look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an extra 15% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
So, Drew, you're unhappy about...
So, I just feel like I'm in the upside down all the time, a lot, and it's sort of troubling me. It really is. I don't know how we get back on course, or if we do get back on course, or if I'm maybe some sort of weird anachronism myself.
Well, the one course, I mean, we're essentially animals, and we need certain things, and we're trying to convince ourselves. Not only do we not need those things, but we're not even the animal species that we say we are.
Right.
And we are, and we're human beings, and there's men and there's women, and they need interaction, and they need exercise, and they need engagement, and they need sleep, and they need movement, and they need interest, mm-hmm. and they need community, and they need spirituality, and they need they need somewhere to go every day, and a sense of purpose and meaning. And
okay, so community, purpose, meaning, all that stuff is lacking.
We're throwing it all. Yeah, you sound like Oprah. They're throwing it all out the window, and then we're wondering what's happening to everybody.
Yeah,
why is everyone unhappy?
Yeah,
and the answer is because we're species that requires a bunch of things, and we're saying no because it's your grandpa, he needed community and he needed storytelling and he needed eye contact and he needed exercise and he needed a sense of purpose and he needed a whatever, but not you. You're new and evolved, but no, you're not. You're the same, you need the same thing.
And I've interviewed a guy on my KBC program. Gary, I need you to look this guy up. His name is Dr. Farrell. I think it's called The Boy Crisis. Have you interviewed this guy before? You love this.
I think so.
He is his whole... Warren Farrell, that's him. His whole thing is the problem, dads.
What?
You'll be shocked to know. Put it up there if you can. Here it is.
Yes, but it's so bourgeoisie.
50% here. Crisis of education. Worldwide, boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency. Mental health crisis, ADHD on the rise, crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, do drugs, become delinquent, end up in prison. Crisis of purpose. All the stuff you just said. You got to get this guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But you love this.
Or we can just listen to me.
All right, we'll listen to you. Well, let me just read this one thing. This is a little refinement you'll like. You'll like it. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Being a warrior or a leader or a sole breadwinner does not exist. In other words, they had a time. Remember, I've talked about how I saw these young boys when they played football. They would start to sort of carry themselves differently when they put themselves in harm's way on behalf of their male peers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was saying throughout history, males always had some sort of risk-taking endeavor purpose out for them that they would be willing to take on to risk themselves for the benefit of their family, their community, whether it's being 100 floors up on a girder, whether it's going to war, whether it's think of all the risk-taking kinds of endeavors that men would get into.
Oh, I love that the African tribe. My favorite African tribe, I don't know, these guys must be called the apple bobbers. They would tie that vine to their ankle, right?
Yeah.
And they'd erect that big tower of bamboo and dive off it head first. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. There's a version of that in Mexico too where they'd swing around and around from it. But go ahead.
I haven't seen that one, but are you thinking about that place, Margarita's Village, where the guys in the old-timey prison guard outfits could do the tequila slammers, and then shake your head
just
real
like
hard?
Just like that. It's a derivative of that.
I have a vague recollection of that.
Casa Bonita has it.
These guys would – they have to make their own, vine. They have to tie it around their ankle. I guess it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not even rite of passage. These kids are 9.
Here it is.
They have
my
to
God.
Dive head first into a dirt pile.
Here it is. Look at these kids, little kids.
This kid's 7 or 8.
Oh, my God.
I believe he's 9. You were right the first time.
Or 9. He dives. Now, they go further than that. My point is...
They go further in terms of landing or higher than that?
Well, the notion, they go higher. So that was a 9-year-old. Yeah. Wait till you get to a 17-year-old. They got to go way up.
Oh, my God.
And they got to tie this thing around their ankles.
There's an adult doing it.
There's an adult doing it, and he's going to dive off. And now, this time, he's 6 stories in the air, maybe more. And there is no net, and there's no airbags, and there's no insurance, and there's no anything. And these guys take these. They make their own vines, so you better do a good job with your vine. Then you stand at the top of this plank, essentially.
And you pray.
And you dive headfirst off it.
Did it break?
I don't know. They will break, or they do break, and now he goes headfirst. Now,
he made it.
Matt, you guys aware of any of this?
No, I'm going to have nightmares for a week now.
Yeah.
Jesus. How does his hips not fly out of the socket?
All right, now here's my point.
Me point?
Me point is you have to test yourself as a man. All cultures understand this.
Not here.
Well, we used to, but not here. Not here anymore. You must test yourself. And we've decided that's a bad thing. You want to know why?
You might get a head injury.
Because it's a male thing.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like male things.
Patriarch, right.
We do not like patriarchal things. They must all be bad. Mm. So because of that, we've done away with many of these endeavors. Mm. Rites of passage. Look, we don't construct towers out of vines and bamboo, get a loincloth and dive off it.
Damn.
We wrestle. We get kids in headlocks. We have diving boards at swimming pools.
Right.
Well, they've gotten rid of the diving boards.
So you jump off the roof of the club.
They've gotten rid of, well, that's what we did.
Right.
Well, they got rid of all the diving boards. They got rid of all the wrestling. They got rid of all the stuff. And they're wondering what's going on.
Well, then they got rid of the dads that would do the wrestling.
Right. So now the chickens are coming home to roost because all the pussies got together with their lady friends and decided, here's the direction we need to go.
This should be your new book should be how do we reconstruct a utopia? How would that work?
I told you this many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. I've always said this, and it's going to get worse.
From now?
Well, if we want to keep going down this path of removing every diving board, yes.
But that's all the – that's not – you can't blame women for that. That's the attorneys.
It's all – it's
liability. Maybe you couldn't do it.
Look, it's all – look, no. I don't blame women for it. I blame men for listening to women.
This was attorneys. Come on now.
This is the problem. It's not the woman's fault. Women's – throughout time of memoriam have had horrible ideas. We never listened. Watch Gone with the Wind.
We just have a little
classic
physical abuse.
Example of man not listening to women.
Just smacking her, that's all.
He's taking their shot of brandy and you tell her to hit the skids.
Well, I could recommend for one of these gentlemen diving from the bamboo towers, maybe some TheraWorks. That's right.
TheraWorks
relieves. He is a little leg, foot cramps, painful. Jolt you out of bed, make it impossible to dive off a bamboo tower. Make it impossible. Not with TheraWorks Relief. It's a non-greasy foam proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they start. Takes only minutes to apply. Absorbs quickly. It works. I've been talking about it forever. Talk to your pharmacist about it. They are typically as excited as I am because it's no longer these desperate patients coming to us begging for medication that we don't want to give because the medicine is dangerous. We understand it's a horrible problem. Now we have something efficacious, simple, safe, and works. Holidays are here. Think about it. No better gift. I've given it to patients. They gift it to other people. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Or, again, talk to your pharmacist. You can learn more. Go to TheraWorks, TheraWorks, TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right. Got to get back to basics, bucko.
Well, didn't we talk last week about football or something? We were kind of talking around that. And this to me was like, I thought to myself, yeah, good. I'm glad I had my kids play football. I sometimes feel guilty, you know, head injuries. Blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's worth the risk. It's worth the risk.
Somebody, Gary, you can look for it, but somebody tweeted me a picture of me when I was 11 or 12 on my BMX bike, no helmet, no knee pads, no elbow pads, no nothing, not even a proper takeoff ramp, just some logs and like an ironing board or something in my front yard. And I just thought to myself, there's no way my son would ever come close to any of the any of this crap.
Oh my God!
That I was doing on my front lawn when I was 11.
Now, who took that picture? It seems highly uncharacteristic Corolla to capture that picture.
My stepdad, John, had a Polaroid camera. And I said, John's a nice enough guy. And while you don't want to ever make the mistake of calling him normal, he's not criminally insane like my parents, you know what I mean? So, you know, my mom would have went, you know what the film cost on a, that's just like 40 cents a picture. What do you want to do with the picture?
Channeling my dad.
Well, my mom would have said, what's a Polaroid camera or something, you know. But John had a Polaroid camera, and I told John, why don't you come out to the front yard? I built myself a ramp out of just, you know, scraps of plywood and stuff and logs and everything. I'm going to get on my dirt bike. I'll get hauling ass down the street. And I took, you know, I was hauling ass as fast as I could possibly get my bike moving, hit this ramp, which was like, again,
ironing board.
Just scraps of wood. Look, here, a sheet of plywood at the Corolla house would have been a big ticket item. Nobody bought a sheet of plywood. This was just junk. You know, someone tore apart a pallet or something, and there were some logs from a tree that got cut down, and I'd fashioned myself a takeoff ramp, and I said, John, stand over here and take a picture. I'm going to do like a cross-up. I'll get hauling ass. You see the majesty of the dirt lawn.
Let's see it again.
That I grew up on.
It's majestic.
I was 11. I wasn't wearing a helmet. I wasn't wearing elbow pads. I didn't have gloves. I didn't have any items at all. And when I landed, all there was the house to run into because I was heading toward my house, my porch.
Did you just slide it down?
Yeah, the idea was you'd have to land and then you'd have to drop it and drop it fast. Gary, do you have that for Dr.
Drew? I want to behold the majesty.
Behold the majesty of the Corolla lawn.
The Corolla estate, the rolling lawn before the estate.
People have no idea what it is. They think I'm like up in the mountains somewhere.
You're in a park.
I don't know where I am. There's like a log. You can go in a little tighter It's just a pure dirt lawn with the school next door. The school is Colfax Elementary.
No sidewalk,
no street lights, no, just a dirt. This is a pure dirt lawn.
Oh, I see. It's somebody's fence or something.
Drew's looking at my takeoff ramp. It was just, I didn't have a saw. I didn't have the ability to cut wood or to screw wood together or anything. My dad didn't own any tools. Nobody had any tools. I just kind of like stack things on top of one another. Not even sure I made this ramp.
Rocks.
But I made this ramp. Those are trees, I think. What? Anyway.
Wow.
And
how about the great, the lovely automotive history that's in the neighborhood at the time? How about behind the Rambler? The Rambler back there.
All right. Oh, my God. Yance from 27 from Boise.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
What's happening?
Good. Yeah. Hey, big fan. Just, I had a question for you guys, about Kratom. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of it or know much about it, but I just, wanted to get
Kratom.
Kratom
is a weak opiate. All the sort of concerns apply, that you would be worried about with any opiate, although it is a weak opiate. And it's sort of like Ultram, those sorts of medications. And there's no reason that doctors shouldn't be able to prescribe this or use it as one of the many drugs that they sort of have on hand, either for addiction or for chronic pain or whatever it might
be. Can you get this stuff at head shops and stuff now?
Can you still, Jens?
Oh, you used to be able to.
Yeah, over here in Boise, you can get it like at the tobacco stores and stuff.
I've seen people, we've talked to many people on this show who've gotten strung out on it and had to, you know, detox from it just the way you would any opiate. It can be a problem, and it also can be useful. I mean, this is the thing about these molecules. I mean, they can be a problem, and they can be useful. Both. It's possible to be both, everybody. And, you know, they have to be used properly in the right circumstance and in the right dosing. And we don't really know what that is yet with Kratom.
Right, yeah. That's the thing for me is there's just not much information. I mean, you buy the bottle, there's, like, no information on it, how much to take or – you know, there, I read up, you know, Googled it and stuff. There's just really not a lot of information about it.
Not good in good science. There's a lot of anecdotes and a lot of strong opinions and things, but kratom is legal in the green states. Is that what the deal is up on this map?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's legal in California, Nevada, Wyoming, Colorado, Minnesota, a lot of places.
Most of places. Weirdly, Oregon, no.
Yeah. Purple. What does purple mean? Is legal in the state of Oregon.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Study is being conducted, I think.
Oh, okay.
They're about to legalize mushrooms in Oregon.
It's just psilocybin. It's just game on. It's just game on.
Is that good?
No. You know, look, here's my thing. Here's the way I feel. I've said it. I'll say it again.
Okay, say it.
First I'll tell you about True Car, and
then
I'll tell you.
Then you say it.
All cars, they all have stories. I miss my old bike. I miss the story of that bike.
Got a picture of part of that story.
Can't put a price on that story.
Well, the story on that VW bug back there in the background, that's a story.
That thing's got to be in Mexico. True Car, man. You can find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car, enter your plate number, and your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions, and there you go. Once you finish, you get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So if you want a new car, if you want a used car, if you want to trade in your car for a new car or used car, or you just want to cash it out, when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car, True Cash, and the True Cash offer. Not available in all areas, but I bet you don't live in one of those areas. We're living in a time, I don't want to seem uptight, but we're living in a time when there's a rush to everything that was formerly illegal and everything that was formerly known or thought of or whatever, we must undo it as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Every, men, women, no longer. That's the way your grandfather looked. That was a binary thing. That's the way your old uncle looked at life. Now there's men, women, there's everything else. And everything is a sort of notion of progression. And I think we're kind of confusing it with, hey, women shouldn't be allowed to vote. No, women should be allowed to vote. No, they should have an equal vote. No, there shouldn't be two drinking fountains, one for blacks and one for whites. There should be one drinking fountain. And we go, yeah, that's progress. And then somebody goes, well, this is progress too. And I'm like, well, let's slow down. Not everything that was that we're going to undo is in the name of progress.
Yeah.
It all feels like it. Like, hey, remember this thing used to be illegal. Now it's not, you know. Now we can do, you know. And it's like, yeah, but it's just because it's new.
I have something.
And just because it's called progressive.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's good for you or your kids or your community.
I have a big topic. We have to go into tomorrow because it's too big.
So slow down and let's take a look-see.
Yeah.
And let's also take a look at unintended consequences.
Oh, well, that's going to be everywhere. It continues to be everywhere, right?
Unintended consequences?
Oh, yeah.
That's all life ever
it's
is.
It's all over the
it's
place.
Good do-gooders trying to fucking do good and then fucking things up big picture in the name of being called a hero in the last... In the immediate.
We're trying to outlaw plastic straws in California.
Oh, yeah.
And my point was, it's such a utopia here. We're finally getting to the straws. Such a fucking utopia. We got to get to the details now. And I was saying, they're like, 100,000 mammals and marine mammals are at risk. And I thought, you know what? I'm a shore dude. I was a lifeguard. I lived in the beach. Nothing worse than what humans have done to tide pools. They've just by picking them apart. You want to save something, save the tide pools. Marine mammals exploding in the last 10, 20 years. You go to the
because
beach.
Of the straws?
No. That's the point.
The straws have now ingested the straws right, and literally exploding on the beach. That's horrifying. My child should never be exposed.
But you go to the beach and see if you don't see a sea lion and a dolphin. They never was that way in the last 10 years or
that's
so.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And so where is the consequence? Now, we could get to trouble. I understand that, and I don't want to be glib about it. But you can recycle straws by putting them in other larger containers that are recyclable. And then they'll recycle them.
Well,
so do that.
They'll Yeah.
What?
I'm going to give you a homeless speech as well.
All right. Let's talk about Pluto TV first. The leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 television channels, thousands of movies, all completely free on demand. Pluto does not ask for a credit card. They don't even ask for your name. You don't sign up. You just watch for free. You download an app. It's easy. It is completely legal. And it's the way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You should not be waiting. If those of you who have not heeded my command to this point have not done so, you must do so now. You go to the App Store and you download Pluto TV. Then you will never pay for TV again by downloading that app. And you will be watching hit movies, television, hundreds of channels. You'll see the Corolla Chassis channel on number 501. Don't forget to check that out. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream is where you should find your Pluto TV. And then you just click on it and you bring up that menu and you'll be astonished. Hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies, all on demand, all completely free. It is Pluto TV.
All right, tomorrow we'll talk about what you were
wanting to. I got some feelings.
I got some feelings, too.
Yeah.
I got some homeless information for you as well.
Okay.
Okay. Go to amcroll.com, find out where I'm performing live. Be at the Irvine Improv on January 24th. Sorry. And then before that, we'll be at Flappers. Anyway, just go to amcroll.com and check that out. If you want some cool racing merch, like this hat. You like this hat, Drew?
I do.
CorollaRacing.com. Got limited edition jackets. I'm signing all of them. Check that out as well.
God damn it.
God damn it. Good Christmas gift. And Drewski, what do you got?
Go to Drew.com. Who is, we just had Lisa Lampanelli. Who we got right now? You know, Gary?
Right now, as you listen, we have Lisa Lampanelli still.
Oh, great. Lisa Lampanelli, this was an amazing podcast, and I suggest you check it out. Me, Lisa. She is no longer in comedy. Adam, no longer.
I don't know.
Check it out.
So, until next time, Adam Crow for Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.